We had a very notable abdication from the world of football today that we will discuss in the next segment. But right now, do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
Do you know what that means?
I hear it.
It means we're about to do a segment on the worst band of all time.
Yes, and we're also about to discuss one of the worst documentaries of all time, The Dirt.
I don't think it was a documentary.
No, it wasn't a documentary.
Oh, man,
was
it?
A biopic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Netflix has been, they got the rights to this Motley Crue thing a while back and released the movie Friday. And Danny sent us a note. We were talking about, you know, seeing it over the weekend, and you sent a really funny text about, you guys need to watch this. I've watched it. Just fight through it because you're going to laugh because it's so bad funny.
Yeah. It's so bad that it's good, and then you're reminded that it's not good, which makes it bad again. But then you're laughing the whole time and rolling your eyes. Like our buddy, a good buddy Patrick said that The Dirt made Bohemian Rhapsody look like Shakespeare.
Seriously. It's like a seventh grade radio TV film class made this movie.
It's like a Scott Baio after school special.
It is.
Yeah, it's very after school specially. The writing of it. Now, this is the beautiful thing. All right. The writing of the film and the dialogue. I don't know if either one of you have read The Dirt, the book that they all collectively wrote. It is so third grade reading level. And it reads kind of like they talk, bro, and effing this and effing that. So it if they adapted it from the book and made the screenplay, it's pretty accurate.
Spot on.
Because what you have are four damn near illiterate human beings.
Like the dumbest guys ever. Self-admitted, too. Like they would admit that.
They're dirtbags.
Yeah.
They know.
This was so bad that it makes me like Mick Mars.
I know.
Played by the great Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones.
Don't even try to pronounce the guy's real name.
I'm not.
Yeah, if you watch Game of Thrones, he played the most hateable, insidious character on that show. And, there he is as Mick Mars.
The voice of reason.
Yes. Out of all the guys in Motley Crue, I mean, I have never been anything even remotely close to a fan. I've always tried to avoid them. And I can tell you very little about their body of work or anything they've done beyond just what I've heard out there in pop culture. But the one I've always been most revolted by is Mick Mars.
You don't know anything about him?
No, I don't know anything about him. It just seems like he is the one that is the biggest a-hole, the most hardcore, the most unlikable.
He's the most quiet.
Yeah.
He's the most quiet. He was older than those guys.
Like 10 years older.
Yeah. He was older than all those guys, and he comported himself in a much different way than those guys did. He just drank a lot.
Yeah. In this, this turned the thing around on him for me.
Sympathetic figure.
Yeah.
He's a voice of reason. He's got a debilitating, terrible spinal disease that is just degenerative. But yeah, he's kind of like he's the guy that doesn't suffer fools, and that is a band of fools.
Yeah. Well, it's really, there's so much funny stuff in here, and the funniest line was in the first 4 minutes for me. There's a couple that I just died laughing at. Unintentional, by the way.
Yeah.
This is not supposed to be funny at all. This is supposed to be an inside look at the band, and
now let me preface this. I grew up, I was never a Motley Crue fan, but I did like a lot of crappy bands that played alongside of them. So I heard the stories, read the magazines as a kid. I was into the genre. I just didn't like them. So all this stuff that's in the film is stuff that I have known for 30-some-odd years, since I was in middle school and high school. So all the stuff about, you know, the thing you're about to play with Nikki Sixx when he was a kid, getting his mom arrested. I mean, I knew everything in there. There were no surprises. The story about Ozzy at the pool snorting a line of ants, it's legendary.
Yeah.
That story's been told a million times in a million different rock and roll magazines.
Yeah, I've read about that. I didn't read about him licking urine off the ground.
That might have been added, because that was never reported in the magazines.
And then licking someone else's urine off the ground.
Did you enjoy that?
No, did you?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
There's and a lot then, of boobs. I know you enjoyed those.
And then if you, like, the you know, the Aussie character snorts the line of ants at the pool, pees right in front of the pool, bends down, licks up his own urine, then one of the Motley Crue guys, Nikki Sixx or somebody, pees right next to him by the pool. By the way,
Where's security?
They're next to the pool.
Where is security?
I don't know. And
this was the 80s.
Yeah, there was no security anywhere. But Nikki Sixx bends down to lick his own urine to just so he can be like Ozzy, and Ozzy pushes him out of the way and then licks
his urine.
His urine. And they're like, oh, he's a god!
Bro!
Oh,
bro!
This is so stupid.
More
anyway,
cocaine!
Then they crapped in each other's pants.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So then young Nikki Sixx, he's probably supposed to be 10, 11, 12 years old at this point. They show him in his room, and I guess that he had a pretty tough upbringing. Dad wasn't in the picture, obviously. And
he stole his first guitar, walked into a guitar store with an empty guitar case, and when nobody was looking, just put the guitar in the case and walked out. That's his story.
Brilliant. So young Nikki was having to deal with the mother being very promiscuous and dating different men and bringing these men home, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
they're not having a good home life.
No, but this is supposed to be a very serious moment in the film. This is young Nikki, or Frank is his real name.
Yeah.
When mom brings home dude number however many.
What's that? What's it look like? Where'd you get it?
He probably stole it.
Who the f*** is this guy?
You think I don't know where you got all this f***?
So you noticed something I did, for once.
Don't you talk to your mother like that, you little.
Seriously, who the f*** are you? You know what? I don't even care. It's gonna be another you tomorrow anyways.
You wanna know who this is? He's another man in my life that you're gonna drive away, just like you did your father.
I was 2 years old, you bitch. He left you.
And how come he never tried to call you then, Frankie?
The best line. Oh my god.
That
you're just another man that gonna drive away just like you did your father. I was 2 years old, bitch.
Don't even care. It's gonna be another you tomorrow anyways.
You wanna know who this is?
And she's loaded, like all drunk.
So Hollywood boozed out.
This is? He's another man in my life that you're gonna drive away just like you did your father.
I was 2 years old, you bitch. He loved you.
Oh my god. And I was like jumping up and down, just crying, laughing.
It's so funny.
And then Nikki Sixx gets addicted to
well.
Something.
He's going to explain it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a little kind of Nikki's voiceover talking about how when Vince ended up killing the singer of Hanoi Rocks named Razzle in a car accident and only did like 19 days in jail because
of
his celebrity.
Yeah, how did he get out of that?
Because he bought his way out of it.
Drunker than a skunk. He killed someone and just didn't go to jail.
Oh, and the people that he hit messed them up real bad. Anyway, so this is Nikki talking about why he didn't go visit Vince when he was in jail.
Vince was my bandmate, my best friend.
By the way, this sounds like the army commercial. You know, you know what I'm talking about with that music. That's what the music sounds like, and it sounds like the soldiers
it's like
talking to each other.
Recruiting video.
Yes.
Vince was my bandmate, my best friend, my brother, and I didn't call, I didn't visit, I didn't support him in any way whatsoever. Why wasn't I there for him? It was simple. I'd fallen head over heels in love. And she was the sweetest thing I'd ever known. She made me feel all the warmth and happiness I never knew as a child. Her name was Heroin.
Thank you so much.
Her name was Heroin.
Oh, God, the shoot of it is there's a camera behind a naked woman, and she's walking towards Nikki, and he's, like, laying back on a couch or whatever. And then the second you get to see him, and you realize she's handing him a tray, and he goes, her name
was heroin.
And you see the surgical tube around his arm, and oh my God. But it was so I Love You, Jane.
So overdramatic.
Her name was heroin. God. Her name was heroin.
This is the worst movie you will ever see.
Dude, I disagree. I loved it.
It is so bad.
No, it's not. It's fun.
It is so bad.
It is so awful. Much. You didn't think it was fun?
Yes, it was.
It's such a fun watch.
But it's terrible. It's awful.
I know, but it's good. It's bad good.
Maybe so.
I mean, the costumes and the way they talk and how stupid they are.
Yeah.
And the actor that played Ozzy, who the hell was that guy?
I don't know.
And the fact that Ramsey Bolton is Mick Mars, it's insane.
And Pete Davidson was terrible.
I know,
he's so bad. He plays their manager.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty good.
No!
And then the guy from Billions is freaking Doc McGee.
Oh, their manager or whatever?
Yeah, their manager, who was a big wig back in the day. I've actually had dinner with that guy. Yeah.
Wags on Billions.
By the way, they said that there were so many, like, complete inaccuracies in this movie that they just didn't even care about. Like, the fact that Vince Neil was in a cover band, you know, and that's where
they
supposedly...
were called Rock Candy or something like that?
Yeah, they supposedly met him.
Billy Squire.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Billy Squire, that song, what was the song?
My Kind of Lover.
My Kind of Lover, hadn't been released when they met. No, it hadn't been. Why would they pick that song? It hadn't even been released yet.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Just for fun. I don't know.
They said that they're meeting at the Denny's. That's not the way it happened at all.
The meeting at the Denny's.
Between Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx, where they accidentally saw each other in the Denny's, and Tommy Lee walked up and did all that. They'd already met because Vince Neil was a fan of his drumming from some other band, and they actually did meet at a Denny's, but it was planned to talk about their future.
Right.
There are tons and tons of inaccuracies.
What about the girl that lives underneath the booth at the Rainbow for one purpose?
Yeah,
what was that?
That when everybody sits down, she's just down there doing those things.
Uh-huh.
It's the same girl too.
Yeah, she's there like 4 years later.
Great gig.
Yeah.
He didn't have sex with Pete Davidson's girlfriend before the show that one time. They did have sex, and as Pete Davidson's character said, it really bothered me, you know, a couple of years later when I found out. The real story is that it was just some girl that he had brought to the show.
Right, it wasn't a serious girl.
No, that eventually hooked up with Vince Neil, and he was like, I didn't care. It was funny. It was no big deal for me. Tommy Lee didn't meet Heather Locklear the night of Vince's car accident, which was portrayed in the movie. There's a lot of things that just didn't need to be in there.
Yeah, you know what? The Queen movie had the same kind of stuff. This is in a way kind of like the Queen movie, but it was made on about a $100 budget.
Yes.
It's really funny though.
And
I loved it. I thought it was great. I can't wait to see it again.
It also took me back to the days of being a kid when parents thought that they worship the devil. Do you understand that these four Nimrods didn't give a damn about worshiping anything? It was just like, we got to be devil people.
All they cared about was getting high and getting laid.
Yes. Let me tell you something. If they drank as much in real life as portrayed in that movie, none of them are alive.
I mean, how many just Jack Daniels bottles are being drunk just right out of the bottle? The entire movie, someone's holding one of those.
Yep. Anyway, it's fun. Watch it.
It is fun, but it's horrible.
Right.
Oh, God. Awful. Just awful. Just like them.